I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to Glamier. Hi, this is Dr. Tabitha Mir. I'm a cosmetic dermatologist, owner, and founder of Mir Skin Cosmetic in New York City, and star of an Emmy Award-winning Bravo TV show. My podcast is all about great conversations with your favorite celebrities, media personalities, and well-known experts in the worlds of lifestyle, celebrity, relationships, and more. Through their stories, I hope to uplift, inspire, and educate. This is Glamier.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Glam Mirror with me, Tab Samir. I've got the hit reality show series, Marriage Bootcamp, Reality Stars Season 9, back for another season. I've got Kale Lowry from Teen Mom. Mm-hmm. And then I have Julia from Bachelor in Paradise. Mm-hmm. So welcome, ladies.
Thank you for
having us. You
girls
look beautiful.
Oh, thanks. Thank you so do you.
There's so much blonde beautifulness in the house today. I'm like, what's going on? So, Julia, you were on Bachelor in Paradise, and you were your boyfriend, and you were together, and you guys kind of matched up on that show, but then you really didn't start your relationship till after.
Right. Well, we were friends from the show.
You're friends from the show. Mm-hmm. And that's JJ. And JJ, you are on the show Marriage Bootcamp together.
Yes.
And then Kaylin, you and JJ.
Javi.
Oh, my God.
What's wrong with me? Too.
Yeah.
That'd be weird.
You and Javi are together for your show. You guys, so the two of you couples come into the house and you're on Marriage Bootcamp. And if anyone doesn't know what Marriage Bootcamp is, it's exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah.
It's an insane 2-week massive, like, full-on immersion therapy into your guys' relationships.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Starting out, Kaylin, you kind of showed up and you were like, I'm already going to get the divorce. Mm-hmm. Get over it.
Yeah.
Nobody's changing my mind.
Right.
And don't even try and change my mind. Okay.
Yeah.
And you, Julia, kind of came in. You guys were 3 months into your relationship. Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, why are they here 3 months into the relationship? Yep. But there's some serious stuff there that you guys cover. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
What made you guys want to do the show, Julia?
I personally wanted to do the show because, as you just said, JJ and I were a new relationship, and both of us are single parents. He has a daughter. I also have a daughter. Mm-hmm. And we both take it very seriously. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to introduce anybody to my daughter that I wasn't sure about.
Yeah.
And what's a better way to be sure than go through boot camp together?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, honestly, that's the reason I wanted to escalate the relationship and see if it was going to work or not.
And I guess to most people, 3 months is so soon, but you've got the Bachelor in Paradise, you know, that's going on. You've got kids separately, and you live in different cities, and he's co-parenting with his ex-wife. Mm-hmm. And so I guess in the three-month situation where it
seems...
Well,
we were together for 3 months, but we knew each other for a year and a half.
Got it.
And we're close, very close friends.
So it wasn't more than just... It was way more than just 3 months of dating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So with you... Kaylin. I mean, you have been on TV for a long time. Okay?
I can't even remember life without TV.
You were on 16 and Pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so you were 16 minimum when you were on TV.
Yeah.
And you're clearly a little older than 16 now.
I'm 25.
Yeah. That's a long time of being on television, right? So you have that whole thing of everybody knowing your business.
Yeah.
Like, everybody knows
every detail.
Everything. And that's got to be a little like, why put this out there again? It's like, they already know what's going on with you guys. You're all over the tabloids.
Yeah.
And now you're on Marriage. Why?
I think for Javi and I, like, we got into a relationship on TV.
It
was
nuts
on TV from the beginning. Mm-hmm. And so it was like one of those things where it's like, everyone already was kind of in the relationship with us from the get-go. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like at this point, now we're trying to fix it. I don't see anything wrong with trying to fix it.
So that's the one thing. Like, you're going in. There, you got two doctors, Dr. Ish, Dr. V, and these guys put you through some brutal, you know, not brutal.
Like drills.
I would say brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good word.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, and you're coming in with a lot of issues.
Like baggage, so to speak.
A lot of baggage. Mm-hmm. I don't even know where to start with the TV. Let me start with you, Kayla.
Okay.
All right, so what happens? You guys walk into the house, mm-hmm. and your entire demeanor is like on the first episode.
You're we're already fighting.
You're done. Mm-hmm. You're fighting. And there's all these allegations of you having, like, you know, a lesbian love affair.
Yeah.
Right? And then that love affair turns into the girl that is your friend being in the audience.
Yeah.
What happens after that? Just time to go home, right?
I think I was ready to go after the first. I was just ready to go.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think the whole thing was just a little bit misconstrued.
Yeah.
I mean, Becky's not the reason why we got divorced.
Right.
So.
And is it interesting, like, a thing about therapy is you guys can talk to each other in real life and mm-hmm. not ever get anywhere because you're not listening and you're right. talking over each other. And then you get into this place where there's all these people and these professionals, and Javi thinks that you guys had a happy marriage.
Oh, yeah.
And that he went off. And, you know, got deployed, and then you got divorced spontaneously because it was like you cheated him with another girl. And you're like, no, we were never perfect. So
that's the craziest thing to me, is that he lives and even still almost lives in like this fantasy world. Like, I think our relationship from the very beginning was rocky and we didn't really have a solid foundation. And so for me, it was just like, I don't know why you're shocked by this at mm-hmm. all. So, I mean, even now, I feel like he thinks that sometimes.
So when you had this whole situation where you have people there therapy, what, you know, you guys both have a lot of misconceptions about your mm-hmm. lives and mm-hmm. who you are.
Right.
You've been on TV 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
You were in enough to get that backlash. What do you think, if there's anything that you think people will learn about you, either one of you? Do you want to go first, Julia?
Yeah, go ahead.
Honestly, I'm not sure there's anything more that people are going to learn about me from this show. Mm-hmm. I think I've always been very genuine and honest on all the shows that I've been on, so people definitely get my background, they get my personality.
Mm-hmm.
But Kayla and I were actually just talking, 20 minutes ago, that it's funny to me that I am a lot of other things that aren't portrayed.
Yeah,
and
they don't give you the whole story.
No, and it's funny to me because I'm so strong and direct, and I like to joke around, and I'm like not serious usually ever. Mm-hmm. And it's funny to me that on these shows, like, all you see is me like
being
very
passive.
Stoic and
right now, like when you walked in, I was like, oh, that's the quiet one, but you're not.
Not at all. She's
not even
so
a little
bubbly,
bit
so fun.
Yeah,
like she'll tell you how it is.
So I am going to address the elephant in the room here. You guys are here by yourself.
Yeah. We have that in common.
Yeah, that in common. You guys are here by yourself. And so there's begets, because I've interviewed some of the others, and they're all coming in together. And I've done this before with Marriage Bootcamp, and sometimes people come together and sometimes they don't. What can you tell me about you guys being here by yourselves right now?
Well, I can say that, you know, based on things that happen in mm-hmm. Marriage Bootcamp uh-huh. that you guys will all see, there's just certain things that I couldn't be okay with, like with a long-term partner. So,
yeah.
So
what you're saying is the boot camp, marriage boot camp, actually got you to a place where you could make a decision one way or the other. And you were able to look at what you weren't okay with and be like, okay, I'm not okay with this.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What were some of those things? Just one thing. There's one thing you could tell me. Like, not necessarily what you came to terms with, but what was a big thing going in?
Going into
boot camp? Going into it that you figured out.
I never anticipated what happened, so
yeah.
I can't even answer that question.
Really?
I think everyone in the house was even shocked.
Really?
It was,
yeah.
I knew him for a long time, and I would have bet my life that this wouldn't happen.
So there's something that happened
Huge,
between the two
yeah.
of you, between you and JJ, that was like explosive and you didn't even see it coming.
Yes.
Oh, I can't wait to watch that.
And so that's why, I mean, it proved my point that coming to boot camp was the right choice.
Right.
Yeah.
So you got what you needed out of it.
1,000,000%.
So, you know, when I see him, he looks like a clean cut, nice, you know, and you're saying there might be some stuff that we find out by watching it.
All possibly. Right.
She's shaking her head yes, and she's saying possibly. So possibly yes.
Yeah.
All right. With Javi, I kind of felt bad from that first episode.
Mm.
I did. I was like, oh, this poor guy has no idea what's happening.
I think really the general public and our mm-hmm. viewers have no idea.
Yeah.
I think it's really not that Javi has no idea.
Right.
But Marriage Boot Camp definitely reminded me, because Javi and I had been separated for 10 months
before
when we walked in to the house.
But you guys were co-parenting.
Barely.
How did that work before you? Well, give me a picture.
So I had filed for divorce. Mm-hmm. And then a month later, he deployed.
Yeah.
And so we were separated for 6 months there. And then by the time he got back and went into the Marriage Boot Camp house, it had been another 4 months. So we're living separately, barely.
So you had filed for divorce before he deployed?
Yes.
Okay.
And I think that's a huge misconception. People don't know that.
Yeah.
So he left about a month later. And then by the time we walked into the Marriage Boot Camp house, we had been separated for 10 months. And so this was the most significant amount of time that I had spent with him in 10 months.
Mm-hmm. And, oh, wow.
Yeah.
No wonder you guys are bickering from the second you walked in the door.
It was because, and I even requested separate beds because I was like, I can't do this.
I was in shock from the beginning. Like, when you guys walked in, I was just like, oh my God.
We were fighting from the second we walked in.
Like, no joke.
Did you know
her? Like, in front of people.
Before? Mm-mm. Okay, so you're just like, oh my gosh.
I just had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you guys are bickering. They called it, they said that, and this kind of was like, I rolled my eyes when I heard this too. They're like, you guys were fighting like lovers.
What?
I thought you were fighting more like a brother and sister.
They said that in the house too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You gotta watch.
It didn't seem like lovers. Because if that's what love is, I want no part of it.
I want, yeah, exactly.
I do not want any part of it. If that's what being in love is, I will be single with a cat.
Yep,
that I
I'm good.
Don't even care about the cat. So, you know, I gotta ask, you guys had the same bed?
No, we didn't.
No?
No, I requested separate.
There was no sex?
No, absolutely not.
No intimacy.
I promise you that did not happen.
No, yeah, there was no chance of that.
How do you guys get intimate when there's cameras in the bedroom?
I mean, I never have.
Do you do like 2 weeks either. Of nothing?
I think it's just like a choice of, you know there's cameras around.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I think other people had sex.
I think so too.
I mean, it's 2 weeks and I'm sure like they're in the same room together.
Sexual tension.
There's sexual tension. And, you know, I'm sure there's no cameras like in the bathroom.
But there's mics.
Oh.
Ah, there's mics. That's horrible. Oh my gosh. What kind of thing would you say was the hardest part of this experience? Like the toughest drill that you can, or the toughest part of what you went through?
I think the hardest part for me was just being around people that were constantly bickering. Like, it was just exhausting.
Like, horrible. Like, negative energy.
Who bickered the most?
Yeah.
Who bickered the most? Bobby and Asifa?
I'd say you.
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
You and Javi?
Yeah. It was
Did
really
you even annoy
me.
Yourself that you're fighting so much? Like, I'm sure you don't want to fight all that time.
Yeah, I mean, halfway through, I was just like, why did I choose to come here when it's just never going to change?
So, for you, Julia, the hardest thing was watching everybody fight.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I am somebody that soaks in energy. Like, mm-hmm. I feel people's pain and vibes and all that. And so, for me, it was just, like, emotionally exhausting.
Yeah. So, did you and JJ fight a lot?
I wouldn't say JJ and I fought a lot. Mm-hmm. We definitely had our moments.
Yeah.
Which we'll see. but no, we genuinely get along.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And why do you think you, K-5, were fighting so much?
Like I said, we were separated for 10 months.
Yeah.
And I was so done with the marriage.
Yeah.
I couldn't get the divorce finalized fast enough.
Yeah.
And you just had no idea that he was going to try.
I think it was shocking. I thought we were going in to learn to communicate for our son. Like, I thought we were co-parenting. Like, we were going to, because we fight when we're not married. We fight when we are married. So it's like, at this point, we just need to get along.
Yeah. That's actually a really mature goal. Like, you coming in, and I'm glad that you said that, because I felt like there's this huge disconnect between the two of you. Mm-hmm. Like, Javi wanted to get back together and reconcile the marriage and even marry you again.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh, God, no.
Yeah,
like,
no.
That was what you said.
And I do think they have this very sweet relationship, though.
We do have people will tell you, or, like, even our closest friends will tell you, our relationship is very strange.
Like, when I watch them sometimes, I'm like, I actually like you guys together. Like, it's very sweet.
Yeah.
So you're saying it's sweet. You're saying you want nothing to do with him. As a lover, as a husband.
Yeah, there are definitely parts of it that are genuine and sweet and... It has definitely...
And familiar.
Yeah,
and
very safe. Familiar and safe. Mm-hmm. But then one of us will say something or one of us will do something that is like, okay, that's why we got divorced. That's mm-hmm. why we can't get back together.
Got it.
So that's hard, because there are good times and we're like, okay, maybe we could make this work, but no.
Not right now.
Mm-mm.
So when did you figure it out? Like, when you were like, oh my God, this guy wants to get back together. This guy wants to, like, did that happen at that first episode?
The first episode?
When, so you went into the house mm-hmm. with him thinking that you're going there to learn how to co-parent
yeah.
with your child's sake mm-hmm. because you guys don't get along.
Right.
And then you get in and he's like,
hey, I would marry her.
And what that explains a lot right
I
now.
I was just like, is he joking?
And you can tell he really meant it.
Do you think he yeah. was putting it on for cameras? Do you think he really meant it?
No, I think he really meant it at the time. And I think even by the end of this, the whole experience, I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's what he was thinking.
Wow. So that's what he wanted. And so you were like, wait. So
then I felt bad, but that doesn't come across.
No.
At all. And no, so, like, then I felt really bad because I was like, well, how do I navigate this? Mm-hmm. And then how is this going to affect our relationship when we get home?
Yeah.
So
when you get home to co-parent.
Yeah.
So when you go through what you went through, did you learn anything that helped you communicate, both of you? Who wants to go first? Julia, do you want to go first? Because yours is a very different situation. Like, you guys don't have kids together. Mm-hmm. It was a friendship, but a mm-hmm. relatively new relationship. And you could decide, hey, we can be together and make this work, or cut ties.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of...
Yeah, like, learned as far as communication goes. Mm-hmm. Man, I honestly don't know if I learned that much about communication.
But you learned about him.
Yes.
Maybe about yourself, too, even. Just to be, like, firm in your decision.
Yeah. And just, you know, make sure that you do your research. And
yeah. So there are some real deal breakers. And do your research. Oh, okay.
Well, she's a very good judge of character, yeah. I feel like. Mm-hmm. And I think as short of time as it was that they were together, I feel like I want to go to marriage boot camp when I'm 3 months in now, because it gave her, like, perspective.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, because especially after 3 months, I know you said you were friends longer, but you really don't know each other 3 months.
No.
Right.
I mean, they could be texting other people. You could be texting other people. True. Like, I feel like I don't want to necessarily, I don't really like that this is the case, but a lot of times with the relationships, you guys are starting to date, and in that first couple of months, maybe even 3 months in, you don't know that it's going to work out, and
right.
people are still in touch with other people,
mm-hmm.
exes and stuff. So, yeah, 3 months is pretty quick.
Yeah, and, like, I hate to bring this up, but I knew that he had cheated on his ex-wife, you
yeah.
know? So
yeah.
I don't take that lightly. I don't pretend like I forgot that happened.
Yeah. Well, he cheated on her, and then he turned around and called her his ideal woman, and he said he still loved her. So, ouch.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think he still had things he had to resolve, for
yeah,
sure.
Which is interesting. And, I mean, it's just because you guys have totally different stories. With you and Javi, you guys have a kid together, so mm-hmm. he's not going anywhere.
I'm stuck with him for life.
Yeah. So did you guys ultimately learn, like, what you set out to? I know that it doesn't look like you guys are married, so
yeah.
we took care of that part of it.
I definitely think that we learned we can communicate.
Mm-hmm.
By the end of it, it was like, okay, when given certain situations, we're able to definitely work together, but mm-hmm. We have to put our personal problems aside for our son. But for whatever reason, the first year, we were involving our personal feelings towards each other with the parenting of our son.
Yeah.
And
which
so
is hard.
Yeah, it was like, oh, well, you're going to hang out with the new guy that you're dating. Well, then you can't have Lincoln. And it's like, that's not how it works.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of common. Like, I'm not saying what you're going through is not okay,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like people can relate to that, because divorced couples, one of them starting to date, and then the father or the mother of the kid doesn't want around the new person that they're dating.
Right. And it does get better, though, and I think mm-hmm. everyone just needs that, like, time mm-hmm. to figure it out,
yeah.
and then it slowly gets better. But, I mean, ours just was dragged out for a lot longer.
So was there some closure there? Do you feel like it was worth it, that you learned something?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think it was worth it. It was definitely a crazy experience, but it was worth it.
Because I know, Julia, you sound like you had some closure or open some doors. So it sounds like this got you to a place where you were able to say, okay, I can make a decision.
Yes.
Yes. She says yes with a smug smile. So that means hell yes. Watch her. Watch the show. What is, like, when you look back, do you have any regrets on anything that you said or did that you did it?
I would just say I'd have to see the season before I decide if I regret it.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what's shown or what, you know.
Yeah.
But, like, in the experience, I can say that I don't regret anything.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't? Mm-mm. And in your experience, no?
No.
What do you think people are going to learn about you that they don't know?
I mean, I definitely have calmed down over the years.
Yeah?
I people really thought that I was going to go into the house and, like, completely fly off the handle.
Well, I thought so, too.
But I didn't. And I don't. I'm not as...
You've grown up. You've matured.
For sure.
Okay. Does this made your co-parenting with him a little easier?
No.
No?
I mean, it's exactly the same as it's always been.
Maybe you need to be on season 10.
I'm up for it.
What's coming on down the line with you guys? What's next? Because, I mean, you guys have been on TV before. You guys mm-hmm. are reality stars. What's next? Julia, what's next?
For me, uh-huh. I don't know. I am currently in a relationship. And
how long?
For 4 months.
Okay.
And, you know, I've been on dating shows. So mm-hmm. if I'm in a relationship, I can't really be on the show.
Well, that's not entirely
true.
It's
a good thing.
Yeah, that's good. I think maybe calm down with the dating shows for a little while if this is going well.
Yeah.
Because that's
gonna
I love watching The Bachelor and all that stuff is fun. But if the track record is the way it is, it's hard to... Has anybody stayed other than Krista and... What's his
face?
A
lot of people, actually.
I don't watch the show. Yeah. I don't know.
A lot of people.
Okay, well, correct me, because I thought that just doesn't
There's
last.
Sean and Catherine. Yeah. There's...
Carly? Is that your friend Carly?
Yeah, but she's from Bachelor in Paradise. I don't know which show we're exactly talking about.
Stay off dating shows for a little while. If you got something good, you know, for 4 months. So what else coming down the line, though, other than...
You know what? I'm... Just being a mom to my daughter. Yeah.
How old
I
is
work.
She now?
She's 4 and a half.
Oh, my God. How cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's the best
that?
Age.
That's yeah. great. I love that. Well, I'm happy for you because it sounds like you got to a place where you've learned and you're hopefully applying that to this.
Yes.
Now, you over there, teen mom. What's going on? 10 years? You can do another 10 years of this? Are you going to keep riding it out till they don't want you on TV anymore? Like, there's got to be part of this that's...
Draining. Yeah. I mean, my goal right now is to be working, you know, a real job some point next year. I would like to be working by January. I just graduated from school. And other than that, just being a mom.
What did you study?
Communications.
What kind of job are you looking to do?
I mean, I'm kind of open to anything in the industry, mm-hmm. But I would like to produce TV.
Yeah.
You know, be on the opposite side
of
the camera.
It is kind of nice to be on the other side sometimes. Especially when you have those 6 a.m. call times.
Oh,
yeah. Like hair, makeup, like, my eyelashes hurt.
Yeah.
Are we seeing you on the next season?
I don't, if we get picked up, I would consider it, but it's not set in stone for me.
I can't imagine it not getting picked up, but if it does, I wish you the best.
Thank you.
I can't wait to see what happens because you both are so lovely and so sweet.
Thank you.
Your stories and your relationships were so different, mm-hmm. Coming in. So I'm excited to see what happens next.
Yeah.
Thanks for
being
here.
Thank you for having us.
Of course.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.